Sing Orion on a winter night. Sing Orion on a winter night, stars shivering in the same familiar pattern I've known since childhood, where my dad, back from the war in the Pacific, taught me the constellations in Dallas, 1947. The great hunter's belt, three stars in a line, and below it on the sword, the slightest smudge, like hot breath on steel, a nebula called Measure 42, I remember to this day. And above, left to the east, the reddish star my dad called Betelgeuse to make me laugh. And behind, the great hunter, his dog Sirius, no star brighter but the sun. The Orion I see tonight looks the same as the Orion I saw in Dallas in 1947, or in Pasadena in 1953, or in Frankfurt, Germany in 1961, or on Maryland's eastern shore in 1976, or in Portland in 1984, and saw on every winter of my life the same pattern of shivering stars in the frosted night. What comfort to know that despite wars and disasters, despite divorces and drunks, despite everything that happens underfoot, there remains stability overhead in Orion and his brethren, the unchanging constellations. 2. If only this were true. In fact, the stars are wandering constantly, and what we call stability is a kind of optical illusion due to our limited perspective. The great hunter Orion, who watches over us, knows we long for God, and so keeps Sirius on a short leash that we may see today the same pattern we saw yesterday, shivering in the long, cold night, and in recognition find order, find comfort, find God, and forget, if only for a moment, our lost, befuddled selves.